Here we are, the big weekend. I mean, a lot of things happening we've talked about, and you've got a lot of people on bicycles coming to town,
there
don't you?
There are. You're going to be seeing a lot of bicycles around the town by the end of the week. You might even see some today. We've got people coming into McCook that are coming in for the Tour Nebraska. It's a circular route. It starts and ends up in Curtis, but they'll be coming into McCook just because some of them are just ending here. You end on a Saturday and stuff. So, yeah, we've been working a lot on this. We've got a great local committee of bikers and non-bikers who have been working to roll out the red carpet for Tour Nebraska coming in. It's about 300, 350 bicyclists, then plus another 50 to 75 support people and stuff like that. As I was talking to Kyle down at the city, we were talking about the parking lot up at the pool, and I was like, man, I really need that paved. And he's like, well, they're on bicycle. I'm like, no, there's still a lot of support staff you've got. We're going to have semis rolling into town that's hauling luggage. You're going to have a trailer devoted just to showers and stuff. And so it's really interesting to see. So this is they're going to be up there at by the MCC event center and the shelter house and the pool and stuff, camping up there. And so there's just going to be a lot of people in town. It's just going to be really fun to see.
37 years for this now.
It is. Yes. And this is the first time that they've ever come to Southwest Nebraska. Our local bicyclists have gone and done it a couple times, and we just kind of got on their radar, and they're like, you know what, we've never been down to Southwest Nebraska. Let's take it down there and try this out. And it's been really fun working with them. They're really excited, you know, because they offered to haul golf clubs. So I know some people are going golfing while they're out here. They were really excited by our number of thrift stores and then just all the restaurants that we have in town. And so like I said, they're going to be it starts in Curtis tomorrow morning. They'll be biking to Elwood. And then the next day they bike from Elwood down to Cambridge on Thursday. And then on Friday they bike from Cambridge to McCook. Okay, that's technically not very far in biker world. It's only like 24 miles. So they actually leave Cambridge and head south and go down to Highway 89 and then come back up. They're going to come back up towards Indianola and hit some of the places there. And then they'll roll into McCook probably late morning on Friday or around the lunch hour and stuff. And just they'll be camping out and going to restaurants and then on Saturday they will bike west. They can do nothing. They can go golfing. They can just hang out. And so, like I said, it's going to be a fun weekend. And then we'll be wrapping it up. And a huge shout out to Sarah at the Chamber and then also Wagner's for letting us be part of their downtown celebration. That we get to be part of their street festival down there on Saturday. And so that's open to everybody. You know, it's free concerts starting at 4 o'clock and at 7 o'clock. And, just come on down. Like I said, it's for the bikers, it's for the public, it's for cruisers, and it's just really neat to see all these entities coming together. So,
and then the bikers going back to Curtis on Sunday.
Then
they go
back to Curtis, and so we just hope that there is a tailwind.
Oh, yeah, that would help, wouldn't it? It would.
Yeah, and I actually saw when I was coming here that they've got the sign up. That they've got the road construction going on up there, but you know our riders know about that. So they're going to be prepared for that. So, and a huge shootout. I need to say a shout out to Kurt Vosberg at the Department of Roads. You know, we've been working closely with them, especially on those bridges west of town. I heard yesterday, I've not gone to verify it, but that second bridge further west is actually back open. It's not a one lane bridge. And so, we're just looking, I think it's going to be fun. You know, so I'm just asking everybody to be patient. There's going to be we have a shuttle that's going to be running around town. Thank you to the drivers that have stepped up for that and to the school for letting us use their vans. But just to be patient, there's going to be, more people in the restaurants. There's going to be bikers out on the road. And just to take a little extra time getting where you're going to be this next weekend. So just be aware of it.
If you want to hit or find out more, it's tournebraska.com. It's the website if you want to know more about this.
Yeah. So, it's just it's a really neat group. And these are just biker enthusiasts, and we just want to show off everything that we've got going down here. So they're going to be visiting, some of them are going to be visiting Cambridge Lake and just a little bit of everything. So, but yeah, it wraps up here in McCook on Saturday night, and just invite everybody to come down and check that out, both the cruise night and the Bash on the Bricks and then the Tour Nebraska Street Festival. A lot going on.
Some of these bicyclists are from Nebraska, but they got some out-of-staters.
I'm actually meeting up with a guy from Seattle is coming into town today. Yeah, they come from across the country to do these kind of things and stuff. And so it's just, it's really neat to show them, to kind of show off Southwest Nebraska. So we're, you know, proud of being here from McCook, and we want to show that off. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll see you. We're going to be down there broadcasting live on Saturday down down there about 3 o'clock. So
yeah.
Maybe we'll find a few and talk to them. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be, it's neat. It's a neat event. So I appreciate, just everybody looking out for the bikers. And like I said, they'll just be here 2 days and then they'll be on their way and stuff. And so just kind of look out for them because some of them will be walking, some will be on the shuttles, but a lot of them will use their bike to get around town and stuff. So just kind of keep your eye out for them. So.